When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jalen, you and Nick are obviously big voices on the team as the head coach and the quarterback. As you enter the bye and you want to find an identity, do you two talk about maybe, you know, what you want the message to be to the team or how you kind of want to handle, you know, as you guys go into the second part of the year?
We have our moments.
All right, welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I mean, that question is not a difficult one by Elliot. I mean, Elliot's almost throwing him a softball. Like, yeah, we talk, you know, we'll be on the same page, whatever, however he wants to answer it to make us feel good. And he doesn't. And just like I felt in June when Jalen answered that question at the end of minicamp the way he did, it's calculated. He's not saying that by accident. You feel it. Something with the head coach and quarterback's not right, and it could hold us back. 215-592-9494. Would you move on from Sirianni today for Bill Belichick? It is our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let me look at the early viewing on the poll question. We'll see how this one evolves over the course of the day, if Hugh and Kyle can convince more people. Because right now, 57% of people are voting yes, they would move on from Sirianni today for Bill Belichick.
That does surprise me.
It surprised me a little bit.
Not really. Eagles fans are passionate.
Well, yeah, of course.
And they're fed up with some of the stuff that they've seen over the last couple of weeks. The ones that always text me, or tweet, I should say, during the game, are the ones that are asking questions about the game while it's actually being played. Like, why aren't we running the ball? Why aren't we doing this or doing stuff like that? Because they don't understand it. And sometimes I don't understand it either. And to those people that tweet and text during the game, the reason why I don't respond, because I don't want to be in the moment responding or tweeting.
Well, that's why you got to compose yourself and two days later say, fire the coach for Bill Belichick. And then,
two whole days later, I still feel this way.
Be very mature about it and get a new coach in here. I
mean, that's football freaking awesome, guys.
It really
is. Freaking awesome.
It's more awesome when you win and you win championships. All right, let's hear from Michael Irvin. He chimed in on what Jalen Hurts had to say there, the we have our moments comment from Sunday's postgame. Here's Irvin.
You ask Jalen Hurts about you and your head coach, and you get that answer, we have our moment. If those two aren't together, that's a whole nother world. Mm-hmm. You got to be on the same page. And right now, that answer says to me, you got a football team that's falling apart. They must be on the same page. We must be about order, and that's the standard. That's the order bearer. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you'll never get Patrick Mahomes to say that about Andy Reid. I guarantee you'll never get Brock Purdy to say that about Kyle Shanahan. I'll give you this. You'll never get Dak Prescott to say that about Mike McCarthy. But he said that about his head coach.
So I think he's right on this, Hugh. You would never hear those quarterbacks to do that with their head coach. And you called Jalen average a few minutes ago. I think
yes.
You're right on that. I also want to make sure that I don't think this is all on Sirianni. Hurts is culpable, too. He's not playing
well enough. No, he's
definitely
culpable.
And he could be the bigger man at those press conferences, right? Like, Nick Sirianni does go out of his way. Like, what did he do the other day, saying turnovers are a team statistic? He goes out of his way to defend Hurts when Hurts is not playing well. It's never reciprocated. Hurts never seems to kind of throw him a bone or help him out when everyone's down on him, ever.
Yeah, and when you do things like that, you open yourself up for a lot of criticism. And I understand that Jalen was in a tough spot, not having all his players and everything like that, but you have to remain cohesive regardless of the situation, because especially now, because last year there was a lot of speculation about the team being fragmented.
Yep.
You're 2-2, and I hold firm to that. You're 2-2. But when you make comments like that, everybody latches on to that and they assume, rightfully so, that there's still something going on between you and the head coach, because that's not what you say in the position that you're in. If you're 1-3, then maybe that is something that it would probably be fair.
Mm-hmm.
But not at 2-2. This team, it's not over. Nothing has been decided yet. And there are no playoff teams that have been picked. And when you say stuff like that and you have the performance that you've had, that's not a good spot to be in. That's not a good spot for people to be speculating about what's going on inside the locker room of the Eagles right now.
No, it makes you feel like things are not right, that they never got fixed from the offseason. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Hey, Will. What's up, pal?
All right, let me ask y'all a quick trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the only running back that was able to rush for 1,000 yards in high school, college, and in the NFL?
I don't give a shit.
Derrick Henry.
I mean, come on, man. You said it. That was too easy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking, man. But let me get down to business real quick. But we got to give him props for stomping Dallas out for us. But this is my thing with Jalen Hurts, man, and with Sirianni. Both of these guys have to be leaders. It's not no friendship in this locker room right now. We have to step up and hold each other accountable. They need to hold each other accountable for what they're not doing. And it's crazy because, you know, we saying we want Bill Belichick, and I know a lot of people do. But, yes, we got our players coming back after the bye week. And my thing is, will it hit the fan if we wind up losing out to the Browns? That's a big question. So now that's going to leave a question mark on the board. Is it worth continuing with this season with Sirianni or getting rid of him? And then we talking about getting rid of Hurts. Like, you think any of these bench players is going to be able to take us where we need to go? And my last thing,
mm-hmm.
I know I'm all over the place. My last thing, I don't think that that Jalen Hurts is playing to his potential because they're not allowing him to be him. I don't think they're allowing him to be able to, you know, run, scramble, whatever he needs to do to make some of the decisions on his own. I think they, like, stopped all that. And I think that's why he's, like, a little confused whether to stay in the pocket or take off.
Well, he does seem indecisive, Will. Well, we appreciate the phone call as always. You know, I don't know what the problem with Hurts is. I mean, there might be five problems. I don't know what the number one is. It does feel like he's indecisive. Like, when do I run? When do I throw? How quickly do I get rid of the football? What am I seeing? It just feels like 2 years ago, they were ahead of everybody. They mm-hmm. just they were one step ahead, and Hurts executed. Doesn't it feel like everything is hard now? Even when they make plays, it's like it's just hard.
It feels like he doesn't trust what he sees sometimes.
Yep.
Or he sees it and then in a split second, like he's in stream of consciousness, he just tries to pull it back and it's too late. Those couple of plays early in the game, I will say this about the game plan. It looked like they were trying to get him some easy throws mm-hmm. to get the game started. And Jalen didn't make those throws for whatever reason. If somebody dropped the pass, if he overthrew somebody or whatever. But the bottom line is this, and this is why I say that he's average, because I think going into this game as fans – and just listening to the comments, oh, he makes $250 million. For whatever reason, people feel that when you make that kind of money, it automatically makes you special. I mean, it kind of does in a sense. I mean, I get that. But they feel like you're supposed to go out and do extraordinary things. He didn't do that. He hasn't done that yet. Like, Jalen is a quarterback now. I think it's safe to say that if he doesn't have talent around him that can get it done – he's probably not going to get it done.
And if we go back to his college career to now, he's lived a very blessed life as a quarterback.
Yes.
He played at Alabama. He had Nick Saban. Look, think about all those NFL guys he played with. Then he went to Oklahoma. He had CeeDee Lamb. He had Lincoln Riley.
Yes.
Then he came to the Eagles. They had Jason Kelce, right? They had eventually, not at first, but eventually they got A.J. Brown. Like, he's had a lot of good players, and he's won a lot, right? People always say he's a winner, and you could say that, but it's also like he's played with other good players.
He's played with a talented bunch of guys.
Of course,
and there is nothing wrong with that. But right now, as of today, as of this weekend, last weekend I should say, Jalen Hurts is skewing as an average quarterback.
He is, and what strikes me is I don't think, and this is, I'm just giving you my opinion, like I don't know this, I don't think he respects Nick Sirianni.
At all.
And here's what I do believe, and maybe it wouldn't work, and maybe eventually they'd butt heads, and maybe you're right, Hugh. Maybe the game has passed him by a little bit. I think he would respect Bill Belichick. He played for Nick Saban. Those two were like, they're the same guy. They used to coach together. We never thought of Jalen as someone who didn't respect a coach until it became this coach. He respected Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
He respected Lincoln Riley. I thought he showed respect in his short time with Doug Peterson. there's something about him and Sirianni that's off the mark, and I feel like it could be resurrected if you bring Belichick in here.
That's kind of telling that all of a sudden he doesn't respect the coach that put him in position, for the most part, to be successful in the Super Bowl.
Unless he doesn't think he was the guy that put him in position.
Well, if that's what you think, or if you're mad about the fact that he fired your boy Brian Johnson, even with that situation, you were in control of whether or not Coach Johnson would have been here or not.
Yeah.
You know how you were in control?
Mm.
Play better.
Of course.
I mean, play better. Like, stop switching plays and do what's asked of you, you know, and stop going rogue.
So one more thing, and then back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We'll play the Sirianni interview with Joe and John this morning coming up around 11:30. So you guys have made the point today, and a lot of people have to me, that this would kind of be a distraction. It'd be hard to get this going, right? It's an awkward middle of the season, you know, week five, whatever, bring a new coach in. Don't you guys feel the Sirianni thing's becoming a distraction? This is going to be, every time they lose a game, it's going to be, are you worried about your job? Says, we're in week four, and the quarterback's being asked after the game about how you and the head coach fix it. Nick Sirianni, who does a weekly spot with Joe and John, he's going to be asked every week, every time they lose, are you worried about your job? This room is reminding me of 2020 with Doug. That became a distraction. His future became a distraction. I think the Sirianni thing is a distraction for this football team. Let's go to Fabian in Miami. Hey, Fabian.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good, Fabian. What's up, pal?
Yeah, man, last night, have you guys seen that game, man? I don't know if you guys seen when Jared Goff, he was in the pocket and he kind of, they twisted him around and he was able to set his feet, find a read, and get the ball out.
Yep.
Man, I was like, man, if Jalen Hurts could just do half of that.
I know, but, and the crazy part, Fabian, is a couple, you know, 3 years ago, Goff was left for dead. I mean, the Rams dumped him, and now he look how good he's been.
But yeah, I mean, besides that, I mean, I just think we should get rid of Nick Sirianni because, I mean, going back to a point that, you know, you guys had a while ago with, you know, whether the Phillies should keep Stubbs or Marshawn. And at that point, I felt like Marshawn was the better player, but you kept Stubbs because he plays good music in the locker room. Now, if Nick Sirianni was kept because he's a motivator for a culture guy and he's not doing his job, then what is he here for?
I don't know. Fabian, I've been wondering for a year now, what's the purpose of Sirianni, especially now that he's not involved with the offense, right? He's not calling plays. He's not on defense. He's not obviously motivating them to get off to good starts because they're flat every game. Like, I don't understand the point.
Yeah, and like at one point at that game on Sunday, at one point it was like, I think they said about, it felt like 108 degrees out there.
Yep.
And you can tell that it was just really weighing on those guys, man. Like, they just looked lifeless, like on the sideline. Nobody was really speaking. Nobody was like, you know, there was no motivation, no nothing. And it's like, man, like I just feel like the coach needs to be having these players prepared, ready for these games, for whatever, you know what I mean? You can't be, he's already 4 years in the league where he's getting caught off guard by too many things that are just obvious. Like, you know, Todd Bowles is going to blitz you, and you know he was going to psych you out. You got, I mean, you know, with Saquon, you got to throw those screens. You got to throw quick screens, set the play up so they can, you know, you get the defense to back off of you. Like this is all just coaching to me.
It is. And the fact that they're unprepared, it seems like. Fabian, a good phone call. I mean, Hugh, they're the only team in the league not to score a point in the first quarter.
Yeah.
That kills me.
I hear what he's saying about unprepared, but I feel like when we talk about this, we have to be fair and balanced in our assessment. Defense did them no favors by letting them march down the field and score almost immediately.
They didn't.
And then put them right back on the field.
But then maybe, all right, so.
But and then they scored again.
Well, let me throw this out there. If you know your defense stinks, why do you defer every time?
And you have to, if your defense is having a tough day.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If they start out having a tough day,
yep.
Don't throw the ball as much, especially when you talk about, think about that first sequence. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers march down the field, they score a touchdown, and then they come back and we go 1-2-3 punt. Is that, if I'm not mistaken?
I believe it was. And it, I think the third down was Hurts overthrowing Saquon deep down the field.
And then they get back on the field and they score again. Mm-hmm. And we have kind of like the similar sequence. At that point, maybe even if, you know, eat the clock, eat some, slow it down. Let the defense make
the
those adjustments.
Yeah.
Let the defense make the adjustments that they need to make. Give them an opportunity to breathe because they were right back out there on the field. You got to give them a chance. You can't go into a game knowing that your defense is struggling and put them back out there immediately. That's a recipe for disaster. That's where I say it's on coaching. That's the part of coaching that you can't do. Can't put them back out there,
and
man.
And part of, you know, obviously this was years ago now, but when Sirianni gave up play calling and he became a game day coach, right, CEO coach, he's supposed to feel this, right? Like this is – the whole thing is he's got to have a feel of the game and the day and the moment because he's not locked into the offense or the defense. And I just don't see it. Big V is in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Joe, you're killing me, man.
Why?
You know what? You remember I said that, you know, I agree with you 20% of the time?
Mm-hmm.
We're down to 3.
Mm. Well, that's a shame because you're missing out on the best takes here. Now, Big V, why am I killing you? Like, what am I saying that's unfair?
Okay, you want to be the, you know, see, one thing I hate is when there's a slow content day for you.
How, this is not a, Big V, this isn't a slow content, hold on, hold on. There are slow content days on sports radio, like in the beginning of July or June or February. It's the Eagles season, Big V. We didn't need to do this today. We're doing it because I think it's the best thing for the Eagles.
Okay, well, here's the best thing for the Eagles.
Go ahead.
Stop talking about Belichick.
Why?
Now, this is why. You want us to fire a coach that's brought us to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
To the playoffs,
yeah.
For a coach that has been fired and no other team wants him. Really? The same
Big V, you don't have to like Bill Belichick. That's fine. And I get that. I know a lot of people don't and hate him. And that's you could feel that. But the Eagles fired a coach that won the Super Bowl, Big V. Won the game, actually had stones in the game, and went for a fourth down to get them in where they had to be.
Belichick got fired, and he won multiple Super Bowls.
And Tom Brady got let go. And the only team that signed him, there were two teams interested, the Bucks and the Bears. Teams make mistakes. Big V, the idea that he went to the Super Bowl 3 years ago has no merit on his future. How long do we keep him?
Okay, well, let's look at his future. Right now, Howie, Jeffrey, it has put Nick and Jalen in the position, the best possible position for their success. He's got a great complement of people. He's got a great deal of weapons. And all they have to do is this. Remember when Donovan was slumping? You know what Andy Reid did to get his confidence back up?
What's that?
He got him to do some of his old college plays. Mm. And then Donovan's confidence came back and we went to, playoffs and almost a championship?
Big V, that's Andy Reid. We have Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni has been a proven winner. And you know what? It's not going to be hard for him to get a job.
I mean, a proven Super Bowl contender.
Big V, prediction for you. Nick Sirianni will never be a head coach again after he leaves the Eagles. Ever.
You know what? If I was a gambling man, I'd take all of your money and your next two unborn children. But
Big V, before we end our phone call, tell me something he does well as a head coach. Just give me one thing.
Tell you something he does well as a head coach.
You know what I usually find when people repeat the question, they don't have an answer. What does he do well, Big V? What does he do well?
Repeat the question. They're generally trying to think. It's nice
because
to think
you. But wait a second. But Big V, if I say to you, what does Kyle Shanahan do well as a head coach? I don't know. He's the best offensive schemer in the NFC. Give me one thing Sirianni does well.
Well, he brings the team together.
No, he brings the team together. I got a corner on Micah Parsons' podcast. Ripping his teammate.
Oh, you know what? If you're going to ask me a question, give me an opportunity to answer.
Well, you said something silly. Go ahead.
Give me an opportunity.
Okay. He leads the culture. He checks on everything, and he takes accountability for stuff that he doesn't even have to take accountability for.
He do take a lot of bullets.
So he's the fall guy.
He does. Mm. Listen, and you know, and Jalen, and stop reading more into what Jalen says. Jalen has always told the truth.
Now I gotta ask, Bibi. I usually let you and Joe go, but now I gotta ask. What was the truth that Jalen revealed to us the other day? I'm curious. What was the truth?
We have our moments.
What does that mean?
No, wait a minute. Big V, we read between the lines. Now you said it. What does that mean? Help me out here. Talk to me like I'm a 2-year-old. What does that mean?
Okay. That means, you know, every now and then, mommy and daddy disagree, but they still love each other and love you.
Yes. Hey, I like the way you recovered with that, but I don't think it's a joke,
quite frankly.
Big V, I'm all for relationships trying their best, but sometimes divorce is best, and it's the best this quarterback and this coach get divorced, Big V. This is
but
not
here's
working.
The thing. If we divorce Sirianni right now, we might as well say we're kissing our season goodbye.
Why?
Yeah, I'm not
two,
with that.
At
Why?
2-2,
Big
you
V.
want to end this season.
He doesn't call the plays on either side. They're not prepared to start the game. You make it sound like they're going to lose every game without Nick Sirianni. He could not show up next Sunday and they'll beat the Browns.
Okay, for a coach as bad as Sirianni, we're still 2-2. He can't be that bad.
But he doesn't do anything. Do you think if he's not there next Sunday, they would lose the game? Like, I mean, he doesn't show up. He takes the day off. I think they win the game.
You know what? And then, you know, he was there last Sunday and we lost the game.
Right,
so,
that's the point. He doesn't add anything of positive value. Don't you see this?
I see a lot of positive value. I see him sticking up for his team.
Oh, okay.
I see him being accountability for what they're doing.
So he's the fall guy. So he's Howie Roseman's fall guy. That's what you tell me he is. We got it, Big V. Is that why we're keeping him around? Is that why Howie's keeping him around?
He's the fall guy. He's taking a lot of bullets.
I mean, Kyle's been saying this in our meetings.
He's been taking a lot of heat, man.
This conversation is going to turn to Howie. I part of me wonders if they're keeping him around just to take the bullets for this year.
So I get the whole thing, like, that the head coach takes the bullets for the team, takes accountability.
Yeah.
That's nice. But at what point do we start to question, why are there so many things he has to take accountability for?
I think that's fair. The quarterback, the roster,
honestly,
the defense.
Like, there's too many problems. And him wearing it is nice, but there's too many things to wear.
And he's always got to be the guy that wears
right.
it.
Right. Of course he does. Which is,
and that's why I think that's why the players like him.
Sure. And that's acceptable. Like, I don't have any problem with him standing up there and wearing it for the players. But, like, there's a deeper issue here.
You're taking a lot of bullets.
Yeah, there's a lot of bullets to take.
he's taking a lot
too
of
many.
Arrows. He's slinging of arrows.
And by the way, if you think that that mommy and daddy love each other with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, you're freaking brain dead.
Yeah,
the love is gone.
I like how Big V tried to spin it, though.
The spin job, I mean, to start it off, that Nick Sirianni took us to a Super Bowl and Bill Belichick is fired, was an epic spin job.
Actually, I was impressed with that. That's,
he would have been better when he said, do mommy and daddy love each other? Yeah, we have our moments.
I love Big V, but that was delusional.
That was bad.
It was wild spin there. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Tom in Reading. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Tom. What are you feeling?
I think that the Eagles shouldn't go for Bill Belichick, which, I mean, it would be smart, but I think it would be so, like hectic there for you guys. Because all Sirianni is a yes man. If Bill Belichick, he got to take that.
That's why Coach Belichick is probably not here. I mean, I think that's
right.
A fair assessment.
I think you guys are right on this.
But that's probably why Coach Belichick isn't here.
That the Eagles want a certain kind of head coach, and Bill, for a lot of reasons,
doesn't fit that bill.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be that.
Exactly. What you guys see all over the offseason that they called the man to interview him. So that automatically says that, hey, they're not sure about their head coach. They want Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably was like, yeah, no, I'm good with that. I don't want to be the head coach. And honestly, if we're going to be technical, I think the Cowboys is a better job than Bill Belichick because, you know, the owner's the general manager, and that dude's old and kind of an idiot. So Bill Belichick would be like, hey, I'm right in there.
Tom, I agree. And that's part of my reasoning here is I don't want him to end up on the Cowboys. I don't want the Cowboys to have that kind of coach. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll let you hear Sirianni's conversation with the morning show earlier today. We'll have that for you. He answered a lot of tough questions, and he took a ton of bullets. That's what he does. He stands up for his guys. They like him. We'll get your calls as well. Reaction to this and Nick this morning. 215-592-9494. Sirianni's the heat is obviously getting there on his seat. Would you fire him today for Bill Belichick? I would do it. I think it'd be better for now. And for the future, you get a jump on the future. Let him evaluate this thing for the rest of the season. Keep him out of Dallas. Keep him out of New York. Would you fire Sirianni for Belichick today? Your phone call is coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll also get to the passing yesterday of Pete Rose. And we'll look ahead to the MLB playoffs, which start today. We now know who the Phillies could play starting Saturday. All coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.